Watch, Kevin Spacey breaks down in tears over millions in legal debt. By Paul Bois on June 12, 2024. Actor Kevin Spacey, American beauty, appeared in an interview with Piers Morgan this week and broke down in tears when discussing the millions he owes in legal debt from fighting #MeToo and sexual assault allegations in court. Spacey's career took a nosedive into oblivion following a series of explosive allegations in the wake of the Harvey Weinstein scandal. Nearly 7 years later, the Academy Award-winning actor came out on top by winning a series of court battles. His appearance with the British broadcaster follows an interview Spacey gave to Chris Cuomo last month as part of a public tour to rehabilitate his image. "This week where I have been living in Baltimore is being foreclosed on. My house is being sold at auction," Spacey said through tears. "So I have to go back to Baltimore and put all my things in storage. I'm not quite sure where I'm going to live now. I've been in Baltimore since we started shooting House of Cards there." Spacey said his home would be foreclosed because he can't pay the bills that I owe, adding that he owes millions in legal debt. "You have some sense of legal bills. I still owe a lot of legal bills that I have not been able to pay," he said. In the same interview, Spacey admitted to being too handsy and touching someone sexually without their consent. A recent documentary, Spacey Unmasked, detailed the many allegations that have been leveled against him. During his rehabilitation campaign, Spacey has garnered support from several Hollywood celebrities like Sharon Stone, Liam Neeson, and Stephen Fry, who all went on the record asking he be allowed back into the public spotlight. "I can't wait to see Kevin back at work," Stone told The Telegraph. "He is a genius. He is so elegant and fun, generous to a fault, and knows more about our craft than most of us ever will. It's terrible that they are blaming him for not being able to come to terms with themselves for using him and negotiating with themselves because they didn't get their secret agendas," the casino actress added. Liam Neeson likewise said, "I was deeply saddened to learn of these accusations against him. Kevin is a good man and a man of character. He's sensitive, articulate and non-judgmental, with a terrific sense of humor. He is also one of our finest artists in the theater and on camera," Neeson added. "Personally speaking, our industry needs him and misses him greatly." Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ProlandFilms.